This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to stipulate here. In fact, we are going to lean into it, that trying to interpret the Federal Reserve, plain spoken as Jay Powell tries to be, is not unlike the Kremlinology of years gone by, trying to figure out who was in charge by looking at who was standing next to whom at the May Day parades, except with the Fed, it's parsing every syllable that comes out of Jay Powell's mouth. So, today, an experiment of sorts with the ultimate goal of figuring out how well the Fed is saying what it wants to say and how well we are interpreting it. We got some people on the phone today, just a couple of minutes before the Fed's announcement wrapping up its two-day meeting on interest rates. This was 2 o'clock East Coast time, and we asked what they thought was going to happen.
I'm Sydney Ludvigson. I'm a professor of economics at New York University. It's 1:41 p.m. on June 19th, 2019. Well, I would say that we're sort of expecting them to hold the line on rates for now, but perhaps switch their language to a more ready-to-act description of how they will perceive future risks and, just expressing a willingness to act should, you know, the data turn worse than it's been.
My name is Ming Jia. I'm a trading manager at Betterment, and it is 1:57 p.m. on June 19th, 2019. I'm leaning towards, I think it's going to be more of a cautious to hawkish kind of tone that they're going to take. I think they're going to leave rates uncut, but signal to a cut in December, or they might mention in the near future. I really can't see them cutting in July unless it's an emergency.
Spoiler alert, they were both basically right. No rate cut now, but, well, here's Chair Powell.
Overall, our policy discussions focused on the appropriate response to the uncertain environment. The projections of appropriate policy show that many participants believe that some cut in the federal funds rate will be appropriate in the scenario that they see as most likely.
No more patience for the Fed. If you think back to the last couple of minutes, we got back on the phone with our test subjects after Chair Powell's press conference to see how they were feeling about their predictions. First up, Sydney Ludvigson at NYU Stern.
I didn't see much to contradict what I expected. You know, the message is we're not quite saying that we're in patient mode anymore, but we are not cutting anything today, but we're actively monitoring for more sustained evidence of the kind of uncertainties and concerns that the chairman was talking about.
So she was right. Here's Ming Jia at Betterment.
I listened back to it because, you know, of my own ego, and I was like, was I right? I definitely feel like the markets were expecting something a lot more dovish than what came out.
I think that's probably true. Dovish there, by the way, means not at all worried, not all that really worried about inflation. They're worried a little bit, thus leaning more toward cutting rates than raising rates. I know there are a lot of people out there to whom this obsession with what the Fed says sounds, you know, obsessive. But A, it is the entire American economy and probably the global economy as well that we're talking about here. But also, B, the Fed knows we're watching. Here's Ming Jia one more time from Betterment.
We analyze Fed speeches like an eighth grader analyzes like text messages, you know, like every single word matters, every single word counts. After 2008, they realized, like, oh, the markets are watching, and especially with the rapid dissemination of their, like, press releases and how quickly markets respond to things like that, I think they have only become more cautious.
Cautious and aware. On that note, by the way, about the whole timeline of this thing, if you want a historical look at what the Fed has done with interest rates over time, we have that at marketplace.org.